Not only does it have a chance to double any crushed ores we put into it, but finally it unlocks for us gold. And that means our first steam engines. These beasts require loads of heaters and tanks, and I plan to fuel them with charcoal from a tree farm. Originally, I wanted to superheat the burners by blowing fans into them to make the steam engine level 18, but that consumed fuel so quick I couldn't produce it fast enough. So after way too long of trying and failing to make it work, I ended up making two level 9 steam engines because it makes the same effect. We have nearly 300,000 stress units to work with, basically for free at this point. It's time to finally dive into early cobblestone processing. I make 21 mechanical crafters, which unlock the recipe for Create's crushing wheels, and using three pairs of them, I can make a cobblestone into gravel and cobblestone into sand crushing tower. For now, I'll input the cobblestone manually, but in the future, it'll be so easy to make things automatic. And you know what else can be easy? Video games with the help of my sponsor, Southern New Hampshire University. Yeah, that's right, a fully accredited online college that offers a video game design degree. In it, you'll be learning from industry experts to build skills and connections that can help you make your dream games into a reality and potentially even a career. I love programming and game design, and it's helped me make things today like my Brain Cells SMP pack, and I wanted to be able to bring some of the joy of game design to you guys. You'll even be learning four different programming languages, and one of them is Java, the language that Minecraft itself is written in. But don't think this is just a stuffy programming class. No. You'll be learning all sorts of topics about game design, like how to bring environments and characters to life and how to create dynamic and interesting challenges for your players. And the support does not end at graduation, as SNHU will be there to assist you in your postgraduate job hunt. So if you're interested in additional information about SNHU's game design degree, go to the link in the description or pinned comment, snhu.edu/djo, and fill out the form. It'll even support the channel. And thank you to SNHU for sponsoring this video. Back to the madness. Now that pretty much all the ores and gems within our grasp is easily accessible to us, it's time we push for the next tier of materials, from the flint meshes. But that's going to require us to power through. Getting into Grektech, however, asks us to do a lot of part crafting, and having our storage all over the place is going to make that really hard. To fix that, I can make an early game storage solution using Colossal Chests and Tom Simple Storage. It's really easy to create a Colossal Chest. It just costs a ton of wood, and I can slap a Tom Simple Storage crafting interface right on top of it to give us full GUI storage system support. It's a lot like the Matter Energy system that we're going for the goal of this video, so why not just settle with this? Well, it doesn't have auto crafting, and there's a lot of NBT issues with it, so it is a super temporary solution. But still, all the crafting trees that we're going to be subjected to later will be way easier to handle. And if you know Grektech, you know that before we can make any LV machines, we need LV circuits, and they're a crafting tree all on themselves. Thankfully, the only ingredient that we're actually completely missing is sticky resin, but we can make an infinite amount of that really easily. Earlier, I'd made a coke oven multi-block to produce creosote that turns wood into treated wood, which we can use to make two large barrels. One of the barrels is going to hold mycelial seeds from dirt sieving and water to make infinite witch water, and the other will use that witch water and a Slataki spore to duplicate the spores automatically. We can cook those to get slime and cook slime to get sticky resin. Otherwise, we do need a lot of paper, and I only have like 5 sugarcane, but thankfully, there's a multi-block that can duplicate sugarcane completely for free, so paper is well within our grasp.